Welcome to Goldilocks and the Three Beers. You're now entering the locker room. So let's koozie up and let's talk some hockey. Today we have the Little Cuties out of Portland, Oregon.
And what are you drinking tonight, if anything?
I'm drinking Diet Coke right now and water. I am recovering from our holiday party last night where I tried to drink all the vodka in the bar. So it's been a rough day.
Did you do the Pedialyte?
No, I've just decided not to put anything positive in my body today. So I should have gotten Pedialyte, but I think I've had like two glasses of water. So it's just,
wow, yeah. Not doing good on the hydration either.
No, it's just been, I tried to golf. I made it through 7 holes and I'm like, this is just excruciating and miserable. I'm done. I walked off the course. So it was great. It's been a great day. Great day.
The only other one I know is the hair of the dog, but for me, that always just makes it so much worse to get back on drinking. Like, I just feel like I wasn't meant or built for that, but
yeah. I thought about a Bloody Mary and I was just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. So, I was losing enough money to everyone, on the course. And I was like, this is just a bad day. It's like freezing out. I'm like, this, why am I doing this? So I came home and like napped on the couch and watched football. So it was okay.
Well, there you go. Today I am having the Rogue from supposedly Portland. We're going to say that they're just in Portland because I did all my research and I thought they were Southern California beer, but obviously they just have breweries in Southern California, just like Modern Times does. So works for me. It's the Bat Squatch. This can is unbelievable. If you haven't seen it, I'll post it, but it's just so fun.
They've got some good artwork.
Artwork now, but as overall, the beer is fantastic. I'm glad that I got a 6-pack. What is your favorite beer?
So I like the Freem. They're out of Hood River, Oregon. And they make a great, everything they make's good. So they've got like a Pilsner I love. It's actually had a couple of those last night before I got, I mixed everything too. So that was smart too. So that's I just broke every rule in the last 24 hours. But yeah, I love the Freems. I mean, we're like really lucky. We've got, it's around like 40 to 50 breweries here. Like they're all over the place. So it's like, every neighborhood has, it feels like they have like 2 or 3 breweries. So there's just a ton to like sample in size. So it's out of the ones that you can get though that are like better known, Freem would probably be my favorite by far.
And what is your least favorite beer?
Most of the stuff that Rogue makes.
Nailed it.
they did so there's like a donut, a famous donut place here called Voodoo Donuts, and they did like a collaboration with them.
They were the first ones to do bacon beer, right?
Yeah, I think so. They did a collaboration with Voodoo Donuts, and it tastes like a Sasquatch's armpit. Like, it is just disgusting. It is yeah, I tried a couple of those and I was like, I never need to see that again. They're very like, the bottles are unmistakable. There's giant pink bottles because that's like Voodoo's colors. And whenever I see one of those, I like run away. It's pretty bad.
And what is your favorite after play beer?
We used to have a little Bat Blue at the ice rink, and then they changed distributors, and now we have to buy beer at the rink and they have Kokanees. So we buy all Kokanees and then 2 IPAs. Cause one guy is like disturbed and will have an IPA after hockey, which I don't understand how anyone can like choke down like a heavy beer after like, skating. So he's a little deranged. So, but yeah, Kokanees, anything Canadian, I think you're just supposed to, you're supposed to go that way after playing the game.
You're supposed to give into the roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you guys from?
Portland, Oregon. So Little Cuties grew out of like our beer league team, and a lot of guys have actually moved away. We've got guys in like Pennsylvania, Texas, Washington, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so when we do tournaments as the Cuties, people fly in from all over. So most of us are based in Portland, but we're we've got offshoots now. We got people kind of all over. So it's like an excuse for all of us to get together when we go on the road for a tournament.
And then this is Kevin. Sorry, we didn't talk about that. And are you the captain?
Yeah,
I'm just the social media guy.
I'm the most organized one. So yeah, I'm good with spreadsheets. So that keeps my position safe on the team. So
oh, no way.
I'm good at booking stuff. So
so you have to deal with all the league fees and stuff then too. So you're also good with the math and the wrangling of cats, if you will.
yeah. It's it's almost like a second full-time job. Yeah.
Especially since your jerseys are some of the coolest ones I think I've ever seen. Do you have alternates too, or do you just have the one color?
Well, yeah, so we like to say it's a fleshlight color. So it's we've got.
I was gonna say like navel or whatever, peach.
tangerine and fleshlight. So we have those. We are talking about doing like a green one. But so, you know, kind of like the problem is like every time if you play two tournaments from us, you get voted a nickname. So we've had enough people that have played, or we've got like, I think it's 24 people that have nicknames now. So if we want to do another set, it's just like, there's debates now. People are like, they want their nicknames changed, or like, you know, some of them don't apply to them anymore. So there's, especially the meaner ones, like, you know, people are very eager to like get those changed. Yeah, we do want to get a second set though. We work with Men's League Sweaters. Like they're like awesome supporters of us. So yeah, we'll probably design a second one up soon.
You guys should just get like Velcro nameplates so you can change them out all the time.
It probably would be better. It'd be better off. Yeah, there's a couple, like one guy like left his bag in Nashville for a tournament. He thought like someone was just going to pick it up and bring it. Like he was like, oh, I thought you guys were going back to the hotel. You're going to grab my hockey bag like to bring to the airport. We're like,
not an equipment manager.
Yeah, like, no. So we nicknamed him Bag Boy. Like we've got like, it's all like, like one guy, it's like a little bit loose on skates. His nickname is Bambi. We had one guy that like punched a teammate in his old beer league team. So, and he's Russian. So he named him Ivan Drago. Like there's just all like things that like we could pick on someone's like little personal wounds. That's what we like try to go after for nicknames. So
I feel like that's most beer league teams. Otherwise you're not playing it right.
Exactly.
Like you never get the nickname you want, it's always the one you earn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like my old captain forgot his cup one day, and like the pro shop was closed and all that, you know, because we played at like midnight or whatever, and he's like, does anybody have a spare? And like nobody, I mean we barely have one to begin with. But then he was like, no, just he grabbed the top of his wax and put that in his pants. So then we just started calling him Tin Cup.
Great.
He said it worked, but I wouldn't want to chance it.
Yeah, well, that's something I want to put it to a test. It's like, yeah, we don't need to see how effective it is.
But I mean, that name is earned, and he's never gonna not. He's Captain Tin Cup from now on. So
it's very that's perfect.
So how did you get your start into hockey?
So I grew up in Western New York, like Buffalo, Rochester area. So I started playing when I think like first grade. I played up to like about seventh grade, and then we moved to Southern California. So I did not play hockey for like 20 years after that. And then when I moved to Portland, I had a friend who's like, oh, he's like, I've always wanted to play hockey. And he's like, I know you played growing up, we should join a beer league together. And I'm like, yeah. So I go out, buy all the equipment. We sign up for a league, and he quits two games into it. And he's like, I don't have time for this. He's like, I've got a company to run and I've got like kids. And so I was like stuck. I'm like, well, I paid all this money and I like signed up. Like, I didn't know anyone else on the team. So I'm like, I'll stick it out. And like, it's funny because like by doing that, like I advanced to the leagues as I like got, you know, back to playing and, you know, back in shape. Quote unquote back in shape. Yeah, I should say totally in shape. But you know, I got, you know, and that's like how I met my entire social circle in Portland. And like that's how like you know, the cuties came around. It's like all these people that I had been playing with over the years, you know, and we kind of formed. So it's like, while he quit and ditched me, like it ended up being like the best thing for me, because he like forced me to join a league and play.
And it like forced you to like, I don't know, get out of your comfort zone. You had to meet new people.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I was like, oh, new people.
He kind of like, forced still, you.
Yeah. It's like, it's great. Okay, I'm still friends with some of the people that were on that initial team, you know, to this day. And that was, I think, like 11 or 12 years ago. So, yeah, it's been great. It's definitely, it's a really small scene here in Portland. There's only 3 rinks.
I was going to ask how many rinks.
It's, the and there small. Needs to be more. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. You know, you know most of the people that play in this area. So it's kind of hilarious, because like there's a Nike team that plays in our division, and like the guy, basically someone moves here from Canada. He's like, hey, do you play ice hockey? So their team's all like guys that are like from Canada that have like moved here to work for Nike. So it's like one kid was like a teammate of Mitch Marner's. We're like, oh, all right, like it's like great. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's you know, it's a good community to have here, and you know, people are way into it. You know, the small group that makes up the hockey players, but we're pretty into it.
Do you guys have, well, obviously every league has a separate set. Do you guys go by colors or by numbers as far as your level?
Oh yeah, it's different. So like one rink's like super associated with USA Hockey, so they do the like silver, bronze, that whole thing. And then another rink's not really associated with USA Hockey, and they number it. And they were like funny, because like Division One's like the highest level, and there's like it got like got Paul Gostad plays in it, and there's like people that have like played like college hockey. Like it's like we played Division Two. Like I'd get killed in Division One. You know, there's former pros, there's like the captain of the Air Force, like college hockey team, like they're like legit guys. And it was like super competitive, they're like having fights. So what the league decided to do for like 2 years was not name it Division One anymore. They did Division 2A and Division 2B. Like changing the name of it was gonna like change like how people played. It was like the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But yeah, so it totally changes based by rig.
Cause that's what we have. We have like A, you know, like D to A or like E to A. I don't know. It changes all the time. and then there's like instructional, and then there's like super shitty, which is like E, like, you know, you're just barely learning how to skate, and then D level, and then C level, and then so on. But then there's like numbers to each one of those.
You know, chart, like figure it all out. Aren't your seasons super long there? You're in Dallas, right? Like don't they play like 50 game seasons or something like crazy that?
Seen that yet, but I've heard of it. And I've heard that, I mean, also like our seasons are like literally like it's like maybe a week off, and then like the next season starts. So it just seems like an endless summer kind of situation.
Yeah, they like got they need to get their money. Like they have to, like, yeah, there's no breaks. Like, oh, like, yeah. You know, our next winter league starts like the weekend, like on January 3rd, I think it's like the first game. They're like, yeah, no, we're, you know,
we're just rolling,
ready to go. Yeah.
Awesome. And then how did you guys get the name Little Cuties?
All right. So our league team name is the Mighty Drunks, which is obviously the least original hockey team name ever. Like,
what
I think
are you talking about? It's super original.
It's like everybody's that. So we started traveling doing tournaments. So, first of all, we went and played in a tournament in Medford, which is like in Southern Oregon, and it got like the championship game got like super chippy. And we're like, oh, like, what's going on? We're like, this is beer league. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, we're all hungover. And the guy, one of the guys on their team was on their local team. And he's like, he goes, don't you know this is to get your like tournament fee? Like, you're going to win like a few $1,000 if you win this game. We're like, we're playing for money. We're like, wait, what? We're like, so we ended up winning, and we're like, why don't we buy new sweaters? And so we were talking about it, and one of the guys on our team, he was a pro rollerblader, which That's a thing, apparently. He's a professional role. He like does like skate videos and stuff. And, you know, people were chirping him one day and he just turned to the guy and he's like, well, you know what? You're a little cutie. And like, the guy didn't know what to say back to him. And it was like hilarious. So we like, when we were talking about the team name, someone suggested that they're like, we should be the little cuties. And then like, we should use the oranges from like the supermarket and like do the whole thing. And so like, it's kind of grew from there. And, you know, we used to buy oranges, like the little cutie branded oranges, and give them to the other team before the game. but we were in a tournament, they were throwing them at us like at warmups because they were pissed that we gave them to them. So we're like, yeah, maybe not. Maybe we don't need to do that anymore. Maybe we'll stop. But it kind of grew from there. Like, we just thought it would be like funny and original. We have a bunch of guys that are graphic designers on our team. Tony designed like the logo, and we've been using it for like, what, I think like 4 years now, 3-4 years. So it's been great.
I can't imagine like just like you guys. I was gonna ask if you smell like little cuties, but I guess for that first tournament you did. Yeah. You guys are just very zesty.
They want nothing to do with us. We rewrote the company. We're like, hey, do you want to like sponsor a hockey team? Like, I'm waiting for the cease and desist letter to like show up at some point and like our existence, but they haven't like caught on yet, but they want nothing to do with us, which is after looking at our Instagram, I get it. Like, it's fair.
I just thought it was like some playoff of like soccer moms, you know, or like like trying to get like the hockey moms, like you guys are the orange slices for after games. I didn't know. So I like this story a little better.
Well, it's funny too, though, like when we book, like we played a tournament in Nashville, and so we booked the hotel, and so we did it under like a group thing, and we're like, oh, the little cuties, and we go to check in, they're like, we're all the kids. Like, I thought it was like youth hockey because of the name. So like, everyone thinks like it's like a bunch of like little kids, and then we like, you know, a bunch of like late 20s to like mid 40s guys have come rolling in, and they're just like, what is this? Like, it's pretty hilarious. Like, we get into situations where, yeah, they're, you know, we'll reach out to someone. We're like, hey, like, we looked for through a tournament it was supposed to be in 2020, ended up throwing it this summer. And we like reached out to beer sponsors, and they're like, we don't feel right sponsoring like a kid's hockey tournament. We're like, no, we're like adults. They're like, but the little cuties thing, like, throw it. They're like, it says little cuties. Like, that should be like a kid's team. We're like, no, it's grown ass men. It's, you know, so, but yeah, it's, yeah, we, it's survived. I don't know how, but yeah, it's worked for us.
Did anybody like say, like, do you want like a orange beer?
someone
did you get a blood orange beer?
We should have. I didn't think about that. Someone made guy that was like a home brewer made some for us, and it had orange in it. And, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. But yeah, that's the next step. But it's kind of funny because like we'll go to tournaments and like, you know, you sign up and people are like, we were at one tournament and like my friend's family was there and they heard the other team. They're like, little cuties from Portland. Oh, they're like, these guys, like, you know, throwing out some not too kind chirps and some stuff like that. And then we like go shit stop them. And then they're like, oh, okay. That's like, it's, you got your ass kicked by the little cuties, and it's like, makes it funnier. It's like, and then we'll blast like Miley Cyrus as like our winning song in the locker room. And like, they've got to walk by, you know, us playing that. They got beat by the little cuties listening to Miley Cyrus. So it's like really rubbing it in.
In their pink, in their peach uniforms.
flashlight.
Do you have a specific pro team? Are you guys Kraken fan, or how does it go now? New York proud and true?
I am, unfortunately, a Buffalo Sabres fan. So I'm, you know, it's been a long 11 years of suffering. But no, since everyone on our team, except for three people, are transplants, right? So there's people from Iowa, Chicago, Wisconsin, New York City, Pennsylvania. So we've got Flyers fans, we've got Rangers fans, we've got Blackhawks fans, some Vancouver fans, we've got a couple Canadians. or someone that thinks they're from Canada, but they're from Northern California. It's
close enough,
he
right?
he speaks with the accent. It's kind of hilarious. He speaks like he's Canadian, but he's from like Northern California. Like, but no, like, yeah, it's a wide range. So yeah, Seattle came into the league and like no one's jumped ship yet. I'm pretty close. Like after the Eichel trade and everything else, I'm a little bit miserable right now. So I can be convinced. But yeah, it's, you know, we're hoping that they'd get the AHL team for Seattle, which would lead to more rinks getting put in, but that was not the case. But yeah, we're wide range. So there's a lot of shit talking in the locker room when other people's teams play. And, you know, I've lost quite a few bets over the years saying this is the year the Sabres make the playoffs. I'll bet you $100 that happens. And yeah, I think I've dished out like $300 to $400 over the last like 5 years. Like, you know, they always start like the beginning of the year like hot, and then I'm like, this is it. And someone smart enough to bet me, then like by like March, I just walk in and I'm just like, here, they're never gonna make the playoffs again. So
I mean, I know that heartache all too well. I've been a Sharks fan my whole life. So
well,
like right
I mean,
now they're playing shitty again, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, it's the pre, you know, all-star game fucking slump that we always get into. So do you guys hang out as a team, or is it sporadic? Do you have people that hang out in the locker room, or just people that go home right away? Like, are you guys pretty close knit?
We're really close knit. That's one of the things, like, yeah, you like to win, right? Like you want to put together a good team, but it's more of like, let's not have assholes in the locker room. And we've been like really fortunate that we've all gotten along pretty well. Yeah, we just, like I said at the beginning, that we had a holiday party last night, right? So there was like, I think like 12 of us got together, and like people brought like wives and girlfriends and stuff out. And you know, we had a wedding in Wisconsin there. I think there was like 14 or 15 of us that went to that wedding. Like it's like a really great group. We get along really well, and we hang out quite a bit. A lot of guys got into like golf during the pandemic because we couldn't play hockey. So a lot of us like golf together. It's, you know, it's been a benefit. Like, yeah, we want to put together a good team and win, but it's really like, we just don't want dicks around. And we've been like super fortunate that we all get along. We had one guy a few years ago that we kind of had to get booted off the team just because he was a little bit rough to deal with. But yeah, I, you know, after that we've been good. So, but yeah, we've been super fortunate. And you know, we'll stay most of the time we'll stay in the locker room and have a few beers together. It used to be better at the rink because there's a big open end so you can sit around and watch the games, but they don't allow that right now with COVID. So it's like, you got to like stay in the locker room and you can't have your beers out there. But yeah, we all, you know, there's like one guy that like likes to get up at like 4 a.m. and go work out because he's insane. So he might be the one that like leave. But yeah, most of us will stick around and have a few.
Do you guys have bars in your rink or close by?
So there was there's a couple bars that are you can get to from our rink. There used to be the one end of bowling alley, and the bar for the bowling alley had glass that looked into the rink. And it was kind of awesome because you could go there and watch the games and have beers after the game, but it burnt down. They ended up breaking it off. But it used to be hilarious though, because they do karaoke a lot when our games were on. And so like I was playing defense, and one of our guys is skating back, and he's like, I just hear him go, "Oh, she's doing Fat Bottom Girls. I love that song," as he like comes behind the net. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? And he's like, it's a karaoke. He's like, she's doing Fat Bottom Girls. I'm like, oh my God. So we used to like get a kick out of like, it was kind of cool. Cause it was like, people would be in there for other reasons, not to watch hockey. And they'd like be watching our games, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's kind of probably awful, but you know, boring for them, but it was kind of cool to have like, you know, people would bang on the glass, and like when something happened, it was kind of neat to have, but that's gone away, unfortunately. We really need an in-rink official bar, but nobody's done it yet.
They have them all over here in Texas. And like, I mean, when I was in San Jose, there was there's one at like the practice rink, but like, other than that, like, it's not really like a thing, but I mean, most of the rinks are in industrial areas. So there's breweries not too far away.
That's perfect.
But like here, I just feel like having the bar, like, I just feel like more people tend to come out and like hang out.
Right.
Cause it's also a little bit warmer in there and stuff too.
Right. I don't understand. Like it generates more money. It gets people staying around there. Like, I don't understand why more places don't have it. I know like in Rochester, New York, there's one that it's like a four rink complex, and there's a bar that sits up top that you can see all four rinks from the bar. And like, that's perfect. Like,
yeah, that's super smart.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, then during the weekend when there's youth tournaments, parents just go sit up there and like get sauced while they're watching their kids. It's perfect. What could go wrong? But yeah, we need something Uber like that home. Here. Yeah. Right. It's like, Tim, you can drive. Dad, I'm 12. No, it's okay. You're fine.
We're close enough.
It's only a few blocks.
So with all of your teammates kind of coming and going, do you have a solid group, or is it kind of like a revolving door every season, or?
So our beer league team, like our league team is pretty set. Like, we're like maybe one or two guys. Like, we're getting old, so we have injuries. So we have one guy who tears MCL. We have a couple people banged up, but it kind of stays within like this 15 to 16 group of people. And then when we do like our travel tournaments, as a little cuties, that's when people fly in from other spots. And that's getting a little rough because we've had so many people play for us. So everyone wants to go, and like, not everyone, we don't have enough space. We can't bring 24 people. Like, it's like, so we're trying to put together like fair ways to like classify people of like, hey, you know, do you want to go? Like, I think we decided that we're going to play in a tournament in April in Austin, actually. And like that, you know, so like, I think everyone's going to want to go play in that. So it's like, got to figure out how to make it fair for everyone that wants to play. But yeah, it's, you know, when we travel to tournaments, it's a lot of times based off people's availability. There's like usually around like 7 to 8 guys that go to all of them. And then after that, it's a mixture of people of that have played with us that we bring in.
That's awesome. Just that you kind of have like that, like, sub list to choose from. that your goal is like, we're gonna do like, you know, duck, duck, goose, and whoever doesn't get in.
That's, yeah, it's that would actually probably be the best way to settle it. It's like, when we had our tournament here, we had enough for two teams. So, and there was a couple people that was like the first time they played with us, but most of it had been people that played, they have their own jerseys, and like, so it's, yeah, we have quite a few people. So it's great. It makes it so we're never like short. It's like going to a tournament, we're always going to have enough people, but it's getting a little competitive. Yeah. It's, we'll see what happens. This is, you know, the Austin one might break some people, because everyone, all right, the rumor got out that we were going, and everyone's like, I want to go. I'm like, okay, we'll figure it out. Maybe I could just go and coach and just drink. I don't have to play. So that could be in the cards too.
Do you guys drive or do you fly most of the time?
It depends. Like, we, Nashville, we went to a couple years ago. We all were on the same flight, which was just a shit show. We drank them out of all their beer. They literally had no more beer on the flight. And that was... it was the first Sun Country flight from Portland to Nashville. It was their inaugural flight. And
the last one.
Yeah, they were like, we definitely did not make a lot of friends on the flight. The flight crew loved us. Just the rest of the people on the plane were not amused by our antics. And so like on the flight home, there's a few people that were on our flight out there. And you could just see them in the airport, like, see us, and like the look of like defeat and depression. They're like, oh, these assholes again. We're all hung over from the tournament, so it was a peaceful ride home. But you could tell the look on their faces were like no, not these guys again. But yeah, we try to fly to one or two a year. We vote every year where we want to play. So it got down to Charleston and Austin were the winners of this year of places we want to go. We thought about Arizona. We wanted to do Montreal Hockey Fest, but
yeah.
Montreal is just so far from here. And I don't know, Montreal, I feel like, it would just be bad to deal with the language difference. And then these, yeah, we'd be a mess. It would just be there'd be arrests. There'd be arrests. All right. I'm still paying off the damage bill from Nashville. So it's,
do you guys all share rooms?
We've got a buddy system, and then there's some people that inadvertently end up sleeping in tubs in or wherever they collapse. Like there was a guy that for one tournament did not sleep in his bed the entire time. It's robbery. He passed out. So whoever's room he was last drinking in is where he slept. So he literally, the bed did not get touched the entire time. It's kind of amazing.
But you would be a little nervous, he's going to show up one day, just at 2 a.m.
So that trip, the night before the championship game, we were out and we're going to have a 1 a.m. curfew. The championship game is at 10, 1 a.m. curfew. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm ordered a pizza and I'm jamming it into our goalie's mouth and I'm shaking. I'm you're the only one that matters. You're the only one that has to be semi-okay tomorrow. And then he promptly went into his room. And then somehow cracked the top of the toilet, the lid on the back of it, which cut his leg, and he bled all through the room and all through his sheets. He cut the back of his leg. Doesn't know how he did it. So we had to pay for the removal of getting the blood cleaned up to replace the toilet lid.
Those lids aren't cheap. I think they're $150 or something. It's crazy. I'll just get a new toilet at some point.
I can check the itemized bill and let you know what it was. But yeah, there was definitely a price to it. There's definitely a price to it.
And it always seems it's the wrong color. It's well, we have eggshell and whatever. And you're I just need a porcelain.
I think it was a Motel 6, so already nothing really.
Also, it was plastic.
We were not staying in the best accommodations. All we needed to, we just need to pass out and shower there. That was pretty much all it was used for all weekend. So,
and air out your gear unless you don't. I mean, you guys are little cuties, so you're bestie all the time.
That's what the ironing board's for. They're perfect to air out your gear when you're on the road for tournaments. So, the whole reason why we picked that hotel was because it was close to Broadway, so we could walk home from all the bars. And then the best thing is the team that we played in the finals didn't show up. They no showed.
Didn't know, or they just left or forgot.
They went out too, and they just couldn't pull it together. So we were all at the rink, all hungover, being oh, fuck. We beat these guys pretty handily in the round robin. We're we've got to play these guys again. And we're oh, we don't want to play. And the director comes in. He's good news and bad news. He's good news is you can have the ice for the next hour to do whatever you guys want. And you're the champions. Bad news is the other team. Five of the guys showed up in the parking lot and rest of the team didn't. So they're just not going to play. That was kind of a shitty way to end a tournament, but it was probably good because I don't know what condition we were in to make it through that game.
True facts. Did you guys actually stay and play or did you leave?
Yeah, we did a shootout contest and we took a bunch of pictures for content and hung out and and they presented the trophy on the ice to us and we messed around a little bit, but we were not in great condition. yeah, most of us were probably still drunk. So it was probably pretty fortunate. Bleeding. he lost like a quarter of his blood in his body in the hotel. So it's probably good.
So, you know, just good times everywhere.
we bring the party, that's for sure. People know that we're there. Yeah, then we drank our way through Nashville that day, like that whole day, and then went to the airport. And
the moral of the story is, if the little cuties are on the roster, be excited to party with them, but not so excited to play them the day after.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
But, or you're just going to get drunk off of them by smelling the bourbon and booze when they sweat.
That's
contact drunk.
We love running into Spokane and in Banff. We ran into teams we were playing the next day, and our move is to send them like just a shitload of Fireball. So we'll be like, oh, we want to give you guys some drinks. We're just like, hopefully it brings them to like our drunk level or past it. So that's like always a good strategic move on our part.
That's when you do the Fireball and cider so that they don't know it. They just think that you sent them ciders. Cause like, it's kind of passive aggressive, but then you're like, it's like,
love that.
It's brutal, but
no,
you don't realize it. That. I mean, you'll go, I mean, that's a quick way to black out for sure.
Oh yeah.
And it's so much sugar, but it's like, you know, it's an apple cider. It's delightful.
It's light. It's enjoyable.
But you don't realize it. You're just like, oh, this is a little bit more cinnamony than all the rest. It's a good time though.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect.
That's a good way though, to try to get your teammates or your competitors to your level.
whatever it takes whatever it takes to win, you know, we're not above cheating a little bit there. Yeah, we'll take it.
So the next part is one of my favorites. I love a good dad joke and I love anything that with puns. So the first question is, do you koozie?
No, I do not. I do not koozie.
Is it because you're a believer that you're drinking too slow if you need a koozie, or it feels like
it's just an extra step, right? It's just we have a ton of them too. It just feels like an extra step, and like I've got to put the bottle or can into that, and I just rather just drink it as fast as possible.
Just skip it altogether.
I'm inherently lazy, so I do not. Yeah, I don't add extra steps to anything I'm doing.
The next one is, I call it chirps and burps, but it's just really, what's your favorite chirp?
I don't have a good one. I don't have a good one. It's,
I mean, it's, I usually think him saying like, oh well, you're just a little cutie is probably one of my like favorite new chirps. Like, I just feel like, what are you gonna say to that? Like, that's it. You have nothing else. Yeah.
It made him like heavily uncomfortable because he's just like, whoa, like, why are you saying that to me? And it's it worked out.
Or it's gonna be like, yeah, I am cute.
Right? Are you trying to ask me out? Like, what are you trying to do? Yeah, anything that's like makes people slightly uncomfortable and there's no comeback for is always a good cheer.
And then this is one of my favorites. We're gonna talk about head. Do you like head on your beer?
Everyone likes a little bit of head, so it's okay. Yeah, I can handle it.
And then also to go along with talking about head is, do you wear a cage, visor, or nothing at all?
I wear a cage. Having played at multiple levels here, it's like kind of like, you know, how like when you get your license, people are like, oh, always be careful of the other driver, you know, not yourself. And like, I've been hit in the face so many times with like wayward sticks and stuff. Like, yeah, we've got a couple guys that go with nothing, and I don't get it. Like, I don't feel like losing some teeth or like an eye because like idiots skate with like bringing their stick up and stuff like that. Like, you know, yeah, I'm definitely I'm on team cage visors or the fishbowl. I grew up with a cage, so I just feel comfortable with it. So I go cage.
A lot of the times for like the teams that I play against, it's just like, it's not even like the sticks or the pucks that I'm worried about. It's like people being able to stop or like tripping and like you falling over them and like, you know, like your own visor hitting you in the face. And like
right.
Just all this stuff that could happen outside of actually playing hockey.
That's like my the low, like playing in like the lower levels, like when I moved here, like guys that like could skate super fast but not stop are the like the ones that I always like they use the boards essentially to stop. Those are the people that like I always worried about. I'm like, or they'd like fall down. I'm like, you're gonna like blow my knee out because you can't like stop. I'm like, come on. Those are the most dangerous people on the ice. It's funny because like I feel like the lower levels, like there's way more room for injury than like the higher ones where people are like super skilled and like they can like control their bodies, even though like the, you know, they're like a little bit more body contact and it's a little bit rougher of a game. But like, yeah, those lower levels, man, there's definitely times where I saw my life flash before my eyes. You know, we used to call the like the intro leagues bronze league. When people run into each other, we call it the bronze league check. We're like, it's the people can't skate and they don't get their heads up. So that's the worst part.
There's been so many times just as a goalie that I'm like, I'm just not even going to stop that puck. Like, I'm not going to cover it just because I don't want to get my body down that low and like have them step on me in any way possible. Like,
So,
like I have Teflon socks and Teflon sleeves because I'm like, I just don't want to get cut at all either. Like, I don't have the insurance for any of this.
Right. It's like, I don't need a Clint Malarchuk incident. I'm good.
I mean, I have a real job, so it's not like I can just be like, oh, I'm an injured reserve. I'm just going to chill for like 3 weeks.
It's like, we have a guy, we had a guy that always would get hurt and he'd, work was like, they wanted him to stop playing. They're just like, dude, they're like, what are you doing? Like, like I need to take day off, like tweak my knee. They're like, oh, you're like, no, you're like, you should stop playing hockey.
You're going to have to stop or...
Luckily, USA
Hockey pays for a lot, but like if you get hurt on the ice, but man.
Yeah, I've definitely gone through the USA Hockey insurance program. Yeah, it's I actually broke my tib fib. I had a guy, I back checked, which was my first mistake. A guy had a breakaway. I like ran him down. He like shot and he dove after he shot like parallel and he went right into my leg and snapped my leg. So that was pretty brutal. But yeah, so I'm definitely well acquainted with USA Hockey insurance in the process. it was definitely I used them quite a bit. I was very familiar with their claims process.
One of my friends broke his leg on the ice. It was like 100 and some odd thousand in bills. Oh. And he was like, USA Hockey paid for all of it. Like my insurance didn't even have to touch it. And I was just like, that's crazy. Like I was always like, why do I have to pay $50 a year or $60 a year? And then I'm like, okay, that's easy.
Yeah, right. It's like till like they paid like my regular insurance paid for like I had the whole thing. Like my leg was like an L. And USA Hockey did like all my PT and everything like was covered by USA Hockey, where my insurance like capped it or it ran out. USA Hockey like took care of all that. So I used to complain. I was like, what am I, you know, this is just bullshit. Now I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. Like, yes, that's the easiest payment I make a year. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally for it.
Yeah, so pay your dues. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It is more than worth it.
it's I got my money back definitely for all the years I paid for it. So I feel vindicated, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with tib and fib, that's not an easy healing process.
No, it was not. The best was I tried to get up and like everyone's like, no, they're like, just stay down, like we're gonna have to call an ambulance. And I'm like looking like I'm in shock, but then I like started getting upset because like I knew I couldn't play. And I was like, I just can't. I'm like, I'm gonna sit at home. This is gonna suck. This is like, I was getting more upset, like not playing. So I teared up a little bit. And then one of the paramedics was really hot. So I had to like pull it together. And she's like talking to me. And I'm like trying to be like, this isn't a big deal. Like my leg is like an L.
I'm fine.
And I'm like trying to be, I'm like, Yeah, she's like, do you want like pain? Yeah, I'll take some pain meds. Yeah.
As she's like gonna crack it back into place.
Well, the best too looks like that. There was so like these guys on the other team, like there's like came over and like one guy's like he's like looking at my leg, and he's like, all right, he's like I'm gonna set it, and another guy comes up and he's like whoa, he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm gonna set it, and he's like, are you a doctor? He's like, well, I'm an optometrist. And the other guy goes, well, I'm an ER doctor. He's like, we're not going to set his leg. And I'm sitting there like, I think a lot was going on. And I'm just like, wait, an optometrist was going to try to set my leg? Like, what the fuck would have happened there? Like, I don't need bifocals. Like, it's my leg. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, and sometimes you can actually make it worse. Like, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm not... An optometrist in that manner. Yeah, that's as good as a dentist. Like being like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, like a dentist wanting to do brain surgery. It's like, no. That's probably not your specialty.
Just stick to teeth there, doc.
Yeah.
Just stick to the eyeballs.
Yeah, I don't need contacts, man. I need to figure out, like, I need a metal rod in my leg, not contacts, man. It was an experience for sure.
All right. And this is the point of the show where I love to give you the floor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can follow us on Instagram, Little Cuties Hockey Club. I mean, it's fairly interesting. The shit we post, I don't know. You know, we'll probably do another tournament. We're in talks to host another one. So follow us there and you can go to our website. Little Cuties Hockey too, to get like on our mailing list. We really want to do, you know, we originally had one planned right before COVID, the March of when COVID hit, and we had teams coming from Canada, Austin, like all over the place. And that like kind of, we ended up having one, but it was a little bit smaller than what we originally wanted to do. So yeah, we want to have we go to enough of them. So we like always want to have like we know how to have a good time. And we try to bring that with like our tournaments. Follow us on Instagram, and you know, we're always up to exchange stickers too and stuff like that. A lot of people reach out for that. And yeah, it's, you know, we're big believers in the hockey community. We, you know, we want to support other teams and, you know, whatever, you know, we're beer leagues, like a brotherhood, you know, the way we look at it, and we want to support anyone that we can. So yeah, we're around.
And they do have a ton of merch. Well, not a ton, but it's quite a bit for a beer league team. And I would definitely jump on it before they get a cease and desist.
Yeah, we have some cool sweatshirts, and we got some new ones coming up. And we do have the Men of the Little Cuties calendar, which has yet to be sold. We haven't sold one yet. It's in there as a joke. I really hope no one does buy it, because then we'd have to put one together. But yeah, we have that in the storage, like a joke. So you know, please don't buy one, because then we'd actually have to put one together, and that's too much work.
Would it only be in like boxes of like little cuties? Like, would you guys be like laying it out on them, like
just covered, like specific areas covered by like little cuties?
Well, obviously gloves and like
the
regular hockey stuff, but you know,
be classy. we did do shirtless Shane week. One of the Shane on our team is a big CrossFit guy and enjoys working out, and so for the week of Valentine's Day, I think last year, we did shirtless Shane week on our Instagram. So it was just all thirst trap pictures of Shane without his shirt on at random events. So,
well, is that how you got 7,000 followers? All the
all the of Shane.
sweet drool magic.
that and having guys on our team eat like 6 eggs in 5 minutes. You know, we it's all the good stuff. Yeah, I don't know how we ended up with that many followers. It's a lot of weird people out there. I appreciate everyone that does follow us, but what are you guys doing? Make better life choices.
Just in it for the sweet, sweet looks.
Definitely. or they're upset that they thought it was around oranges, and they're citrus enthusiasts, and we disappointed them.
They're just looking for a zest for life, I guess. <There you go. laughs> Or they're like, oh, it's a little kid team.
They're just people trying to invite us to youth tournaments. So,
thanks, Kevin, for joining me. I do appreciate you, especially being hungover.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Sounds like you guys went real hard in the paint.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on, and this is awesome. And we'll promote it and like let us know when it's coming out, and we'll put it on all the socials and send it all out to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I just want to grow the hockey community and show that there are a lot of us out there, and maybe there's one in your town that you didn't even know about, or maybe, you know, Sure. Or maybe you want to just go see, like, some of these beer league games can be super fun. And like, we have, you know, lower level teams here that we all go and see, and like other beer league teams that we go show up at. I mean, it's another way to drink on a Friday or Tuesday night or Wednesday night some days.
Our beer at the rink's cheap. It's, you know, it's a couple bucks. It's cheaper than a bar. So, you know. You know, there is some advantage to that.
Definitely. Thanks for hanging out with us. Cheers, and we'll see you at the next game.